Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning into Rema Remnant Radio, a broadcast designed with the minister in mind. Stay tuned for a special message from Elder LaVon Breland.
Want to work for a kingdom organization? Have regular phone and internet access? Have a creative mind? Willing to give God your best? Congratulations! You are qualified to join our team. Urban Glory Campaigns is a faith-based corporation for global leadership. Our organization aims to minister to industries, communities, congregations, and cultures that do not look to the organization because of its religious background, but to the principles taught by our founder that reaches the very hearts of mankind regardless of religious, political or socioeconomic backgrounds. With deep-rooted convictions, our message is a provoker of change. Experience the glory.
Coming to your community is the Word and Power-packed Rema Group University meeting. Call 641-715-3800, extension 91120. That's 641-715-3800, extension 91120 for more info.
Thank you for listening to USWAT Radio. This is Selena Olivia, President of Urban Glory Campaign. Airing tonight is a special broadcast. We look forward to our audience expanding globally and the glorious gospel and doctrine of Christ continually stirred in the hearts of kingdom leaders across the globe. If you would like to partner with us, whether it's with a monthly or a one-time contribution, we appreciate your giving. Visit our website at www.urbanglorycampaign.web.com and go to our partners page. That's www.urbanglorycampaign.web.com and go to our partners page. Stay tuned for tonight's broadcast.
Hello, this is LaVon Breland, founder of Urban Glory Campaign. Thank you for listening to tonight. I pray that you hear me as good as I can. I'm on the road, traveling, out, taking my grandmother home. But like I said, I wanted to come on this month and all month, the month of October, most of the month of October, we celebrated the life, the legacy, and ministry of the late apostle Betty Poindexter Peoples. As you do know, she transitioned to heaven a few weeks ago, and she transitioned a few weeks ago on the 12th and of October, and her birthday was the 5th of October, and so we celebrate the life, the legacy, and the ministry, and so tonight I wanted to end out our celebration by giving some tributes to her personally from the Breland family. You know, God has a way of connecting you to people when you least expect it. And one of the things that I found significant about her ministry as it's impacted my life was that I was at a pivotal time. I had fallen out. I was involved in ministry for a number of years prior to coming and joining forces with Jericho. And kind of wanted to make some decision, was branching out on my own, establishing a relationship with my wife, and just getting some things done. And she was very pivotal in my ministry endeavors. So when it came time for me to go and to visit her, I was very angry. I was at a place of bitterness and hatred toward the church because I felt like I was disrespected by the church. And one day when I was driving, I wasn't near the dome or anything. I did not hear of her on the radio. But I heard the words from the Lord, go see Dr. Betty. And I said, Dr. Betty? You know, I said to myself, in the world, why would I hear there was a strong impression from the Lord, go see Dr. Betty? And when I went to go see Dr. Betty, she was preaching on a series called The Promised Land. And when we were, I was there, and I went in, and I think we sat in for a few weeks, and no one even said, hello, how you doing, what's going on? During the first few months that we were there, so I was like, well, Lord, this church is kind of different, and you told me to go see Dr. Betty. Now, I always had a deep respect for her because when I was a little boy, my mom would let me go to the Praise Fest that Jericho would often have, and I saw Creflo Dollar, Carlton Pearson, and Miles Monroe, and many other speakers that would come to the Praise Fest conference at the small church. So I had a great respect. And then when Bishop James people, her husband, went to be with the Lord, I also was around during that time. I think I went to the wake. I didn't go to the memorial. And so I had remembered her, but I had not really paid any attention to her ministry or anything like that. But when I came there, she was preaching on the Promised Land. And several weeks went by, and she was preaching that awesome series on the Promised Land. And I tell you, if the lady said, thus saith the Lord, it was thus saith the Lord to the T. So one Sunday, she was preaching on the Promised Land, and I think it was like in the middle, maybe toward the beginning of the message. And she said, today, you will be in your Promised Land. And when she said that, the energy of the Holy Spirit just hit my feet. To the point that I'm not one of those people that's going to jump and make a whole lot of noise during the service. But I jumped up out of my seat like something hit me with electricity and leaned to the side. I leaned so far to the side that Selena said that if I had leaned a little more, I would have tipped the teapot. And so, it was just like a power hit me like, woo, that's going to happen. Well, anyway, I had been driving down this road, and I was looking to get my first place, and I looked at this place on this street called King's Highway, and I had looked at it. I said, you know, this little place would be a nice place, and I left it alone. I had just started working. I think I was working at Xerox at the time, and so I had really needed a place on my own to just kind of settle and get involved in things and things like that. So, when she had said that, I just received it. But, you know, I just thought it was just a power from the Holy Spirit. Well, anyway, something told me to go a different way home. And as I was going a different way home, I found that place again. I drove by King's Highway, and I saw that little in-law suite. And I said, you know what, it would be a nice place to live. Well, the lady was coming out, the owner at that time, was coming out of the house that was that the in-law suite was in, and she went to go put the sign out. Now, this is the same Sunday that the power of God hit my feet, and I jumped up out the seat. Now, it was so interesting. Those of you who knew Mom Betty knew that she had some challenges with her legs I'm talking about 2005. Hello? Yeah, 2005. So she had some challenges with her legs, and she was using a scooter at the time and things like that. Well, I had went up there. But anyway, when I jumped up, anyway, to make the story, long story short, because I'm going back in my mind and I'm not saying anything, so y'all bear with me through this experience, but it's one of the most vivid experiences I ever experienced in the ministry. When I jumped up, she also jumped up. during that time, because it was just a strong anointing in there. And, you know, many times Mom Betty would say something and the whole room would go on the world fire, but it looked like there was just a me and her moment at that time. Because I jumped up, she jumped up. I don't think nobody else jumped up. Maybe some other people did. I don't know. I didn't see them because I was almost on the floor. So, anyway, make a long story short, that day I went to the
What's doing with that?
Hold on 1 second.
What's doing that? Hello, Rhema Remnant Radio listeners. This is Selena Olivia, president of Urban Glory Campaigns, and also the wife of Reverend Breland. I'll finish up that story. That day, the house that he drove by and witnessed the owner coming out about to put the sign up, he was able to sign the lease that day for that place. He was able to sign the lease for that place and entered into his promised land that very day. So the word of the prophecy was manifested that same day, as the woman of God says.
Okay, and there were also many other times too. That's just one of the events. There was another time, another big time, where she talked about a case being dismissed. But before she said it, there's a lot of things. One of the things I remember that... One of the things that I remember is in her ministry was the prophetic ministry was very strong in her ministry. One of the things I used to love and enjoy her to do was when she would call an altar call. She would say, there's 21 people and there's 15 people, and wait till all 21 people came to that altar. You know, so that was also a delight to see those things. You know, just there's so many little stories I could tell you. But I know of another story where she had a prophecy about case being dismissed. And I looked over at Selena at that time, and I said, Selena, that prophecy is just getting terrible. Little did I know I would be the one that was experiencing that ordeal through various court cases and situations. Well, anyway, when the case, the final case came, the words for words that the woman of God said that it would end up in case dismissed, the case was dismissed. The case was dismissed. Okay, 1 second again. Hold on 1 second because I'm driving on the word and I do apologize. I am going to give a proper tribute in a second. Hold 1 second. I'm going to give it back to our person.
We apologize for the diversity of this particular broadcast. It is a very don't know what aspect you describe it, but we apologize for the broadcast not being a consistent flow. But we are on the road, and but we wanted to give a personalized version. We've been playing various messages, and we would love to hear from you all. Your response to the messages, we know that they had to be a blessing to you, and we would love to hear the details of how they've been a blessing to you. You can email us anytime at urbanglorycampaigns@gmail.com, or you can Facebook us. Urban Glory Campaigns is on Facebook, or you can also send us a direct message on Twitter. We're also on Twitter, of course, twitter.com/urban_glory. You can contact us and let us know how these messages have blessed you. The message on repentance, which was outstanding, the message on the kingdom is at hand. Also, the message concerning the James series, which had the various wisdom principles that she exegeted in the various teachings and sermons that she discussed, and that's a few of the countless messages over the over 40 years that she preached and taught the Word of God to the people of God. And in the particular message, I don't know if you all caught it, but in the repentance message, I believe, it is about one of the kingdom is at hand. She actually told us her words to the Lord prior to going into the ministry. She felt the call, and she said that she did not know the scripture, but she felt the call, and she said, "Lord, if you teach me your word, I will preach it." And he did teach her, and she did preach the word till her last year here. So we praise God for her life, personally and, of course, corporately as a ministry. And as we said at the beginning of our tribute, these broadcasts, that October is the month to honor this woman of God and the Ministry of Urban Glory campaign. So every October we will have various things to celebrate her life and legacy. I'll be with you in one moment. We have an announcement on Rhema Remnant Radio. As we've said before, we will be doing a question and answers, actually a couple of question and answer radio broadcasts. So you want to email us at urbanglorycampaigns@gmail.com and send us your questions concerning ministry, concerning anything that deals with ministry, ministry administration, whether you're a preacher, a teacher, a pastor, whatever position that you hold, if it's ministry-related in any form. Even if you're in Ministry of Helps, anything ministry-related questions, send them today, urbanglorycampaigns@gmail.com. You can also call us at 202-630-4UGC, which is 4842, to submit the ministers of the D.C. metropolitan area. We will have another minister of fellowship. The first one was outstanding. It was a success. We will be having it December 11, 2010 at the South County Center in Alexandria, 8350 Richmond Highway. To find out more information, again, you can email us at ugc.mcoffice@gmail.com or call 202-630-4UMC. That's 4862. 202-630-4UMC-4862. You want to come to that event. It's an outstanding event titled Fellowship Networking. There will be food for the body, food for the soul. We're going to network with preachers, pastors, ministers, those who do what you do, are responsible for pouring out to the congregation on a regular basis, just as you do. So those who can relate to the joys and the burdens, and the joys and the pains of ministry. So we'll be able to fellowship, network, discuss various things concerning ministry concerns from each one's perspective, what region you have to deal with, and the metropolitan area. We'll join together in prayer and discussion. We'll hear the dynamic message from Reverend Breland about capturing the revelation of a corporate anointing, how powerful it is to join together in unity, a corporate unity, bringing a corporate anointing or ability, divine ability from God because of the unity and the agreement, the power of agreement. So we're looking forward to that. December 11th, mark the date, save the date. Put it on your calendar now, December 11th, 2010, start at 11 a.m. at the South County Center, right on Route 1 in Alexandria. It's very easy to get to. The directions and even an image of the building is on our website. Go to urbanglorycampaigns.web.com/UGCMC. Urban Glory Campaigns Ministry Coalition, UGCMC. So stay tuned for the broadcasts that are coming up. November will be another series from our founder and the CEO. December will be a diversity of broadcasts coming soon to Remnant Radio. Will also be some interviews, and of course, as we said before, question and answers. Also, we'll be having some comedy clips so we can have some laughs as well in ministry. So we have enough serious times. Laughter is good for the soul and it's like medicine. So we'll have some clips where we'll be able to laugh. We call them clergy comedy clips. Some of the things that we say on reservations that are hilarious and funny. So stay tuned for Remnant Radio, New Lamus Remnant Radio, and the upcoming broadcast. Well, it's taking about a little longer than expected, so I will go ahead and do my tribute to Apostle. Apostle Betty P. Peebles was my fourth pastor. I was born and raised in Harry Grace, Maryland. I was under Bishop Lee for most of my life, and then moved as I got older to another side of Maryland. I was under Pastor Campbell, William and Julia Campbell, for a short period of time, and then came to Jericho City of Praise with my husband. And under her teaching and leadership, I was able to receive some revelation from the Lord and witness a strong African-American female in ministry who did not play, who was very, very strong in ministry and loving at the same time. She had a balance between the judgment of God and the grace and the love of God. So seeing that and not only a woman of God and a pastor, but of the same ethnicity as me, not only powerful in the church, but in business. At her memorial, at the funeral service, Governor Ehrlich spoke concerning her eyes, being like the eyes of judgment, the eyes would basically put the fear of God in you. She was very no-nonsense, we're going to get this done type of woman of God. Whenever she had any business meetings, and I was able to witness one time a minister's meeting, and if you had any sin in your life, you either were going to repent or leave, because it was such a there was such an authority and grace in the room that you had to be right, because she just not only spoke but displayed a seriousness concerning being called to the ministry of God. You don't take it lightly. You don't play with it. It's something that is precious. And she displayed that as well as spoke. So I was able to witness for about an hour, part of a minister's meeting. And I saw that in her. So I saw another side of her. It was the same Dr. Betty, but it was a whole other side. It was more of a one-on-one session. I also witnessed her in a women's meeting. And she tried to enter it and quietly, but even though she was quiet, everybody loved her. So when they saw her, it was like the whole meeting had to stop because all the women ran to her. She didn't like attention like that, but because of who she was, she got that attention automatically. So they ran to her, gave her love, gave her a hug, and greeted her. That's the type of woman that she was. No matter where she went, people knew her. If they didn't know her, they wanted to know who she was. I'm going to appreciate who she was, and she's very, very, very much so missed by me personally. I know many people are missing her as well. Me personally, I do miss Dr. Bay. As many of you know, for years she was out of Jericho. She was not present. She would call in various Sundays, but she was not there. Prior to her leaving, she did a dynamic series on the exit prayer. And she prepared the church for her leaving. And I believe now many of us see that she was preparing the church for her not being here. So I personally urge you that are listening to pray for Pastor Joel, his wife, to all of his children, and all of the grandchildren that are left. Pastor Joel, particularly because he is the only child of Bishop James Peebles and Dr. Billy Peebles that is remaining. There's grandchildren left, there's daughter-in-law that are left, but the biological offspring of Dr. Betty Peebles and Bishop James Peebles. Joel Peebles is the only one remaining. So our prayers go out to him. We've spoken to him. We've sent our love to he and his family. And we continually are praying for them and are here for whatever we can do. And what we cannot do, we will respond to them. Can. And pray concerning the Lord providing that for them. So we urge you to pray for the family. And in memory of Dr. Betty, point us to people, know that Jesus is the Lord. And in one moment, I'm going to come back with a song that commemorates one that she loves, a song that she loved, and Reverend LaVon Breeland will be back as well. Hold one moment. Really quick, I want to do a song that she loved. In the few years that I was under her, it seemed at least once a month this song would sing, if not more. She would have Sister Tamika of Jericho Mass Choir and praise team to sing this song, and they would do a duet. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. I'll never know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary. To view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous that grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond my fault and saw my needs. To the Peebles family, if you hear this at any point, if you're listening tonight or you hear this in the future, we absolutely love and we love you and we're praying for you. And one thing we know, every assignment that we have been made aware of, that she was assigned to her, she completed and completed it well. And I know that she has been and will again for those who come afterward, including we that alive and remain, come afterward into the gate. We'll hear God himself say. I know he said it already to her, and he'll say it again. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. She was faithful till her last breath, was giving direction and leading the people of God, even from her sick bed. So we are grateful for the life and legacy of Dr. Betty Poindexter, people. Stay tuned. Elder Breland is coming back to finish his tribute. And we thank you for your patience. We apologize for the breaking of the broadcast and going back and forth into different phases. Stay tuned.
I know y'all enjoyed Selena singing, praise the Lord, and I want to apologize for not being able to really give the tribute like I want to. I'm going to continue to give tributes to Mom, maybe throughout the entire year. You know, I have a heritage of preachers that surround me and have protected me in my gifts. For the ministry, and she was one of those that willingly protected my ministry. As I was trying to say earlier, there's not enough words to really put some of the precious moments that I had with Dr. Betty. There were some times where it was just me and her, little side fire chats, what I would call them, and I had an opportunity to meet with wisdom beyond her years and even beyond my years. And one of the things that I greatly appreciate about Dr. Betty personally was, as a minister who's been out here for a very long time, from a child on up, and I've grown up in the ministry. Some of you may have known me most of my life, and you've always known me as a preacher. When I was at my low point, the Lord saw fit to have her come in and show me that righteousness was still reality and that there was a such thing as righteousness. I was disappointed by people who were precious to me, those who I thought could do no wrong in my eyes. And I know we try to not put people on pedestals and in ministry, but when you have people that you respect and you submit to as your leader, and they do things that are contrary to the Bible, and they justify their actions by the voice of the majority, that's a bigger hit than it is for like persecution. You know, just mere persecution, because that image that you have of them was shattered in your eyes. So I thank God that in that time where I was at a low place and disappointed by leadership and disappointed by things that were going on, I saw a leader in a woman of God that was not compromising her standards, that lived holy and was available to the Holy Spirit to use and to precious people, just people. And one of the things I liked about her, if anybody had the right to brag, if anybody had the right to boast, it would have been Dr. Betty. And I've often said, and when I say it, I always think of her, that wealth is not found in new money. It's found in old. And there were some things that she knew that I believe we should have sat down and just learned from her just a little more. But I thank God for the time that I had under her tutelage. I remember one time she did a Bible study, at Jericho. I think it was her last Bible studies that she ever taught, which was called Where is the Fire? Now, she did some other private ones. We didn't know about it, you know, but I think it was the last ones that she called. And she said the Lord told her to do a series called Where's the Fire? And she was talking about keeping that fervency of the Spirit activated in your life. And she began to tell us testimonies about the Holy Spirit and about people getting filled with the Holy Spirit. It was very interesting. The first night that she had that meeting, she called everyone who was not filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues to come forward. And every single one of them got filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues at a moment. It was a moment. And when she said receive, everyone received. It was some things, you know, you know when people are playing church and you know when people are the church. And she definitely was the church. She had an insight, you know. She knew how to talk to people behind closed doors. Like one of the governors said at her memorial, that whatever she wanted, she got done. But that's because what she wanted was what the Lord wanted. And when you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, all other things would be added. Her church was paid for. She owned more land and houses than you could probably think of, just to say the least. But she wore her success with humility, and it made it worse paying attention to her walk. I thank God for the privileges of speaking to her. You know, other people don't know she signed off of papers that were pertinent to me receiving my degree in Bible college. There's times that she's prayed for me and laid hands on me and released me to go do the work of the ministry. So I just thank God. I could tell you hundreds of stories. I could tell you times where she would ride on her scooter and talk about things that she saw in the Spirit concerning me and my family. And times she pulled me to the side and asked me to pray and would give me a prayer list longer than I could often remember, and I would take out a notebook just or a piece of paper just to remember half of the things she said, because she loved people and she was concerned about people. Much can be said about the impact. I was there the day when they made the call to announce to the elders that were at the church that she had transitioned to glory. And it was a very, very, very emotional time. And it still is an emotional time, because it almost feels like a bad dream that we wish we could wake up from. But blessed are they that die in the Lord, you know. And like I was trying to say earlier, was that I only have a few people that I really admire and respect. And my spiritual father, Pastor William Campbell, Pastor Dana Campbell, Pastor Delia Campbell, I mean Pastor Dana Carter, Pastor Delia Campbell, Pastor Dana Carter, Dr. Sarah Utterbach, Bishop David O. Uyepola, Bishop Harry Jackson, Dr. Michelle Jackson, Dr. Leroy Thompson, Dr. Fred Price, Dr. Ivy Hilliard, all of those, some of you who've seen my various network sites, I always honor them. But this is one of the first that have hit home that I've sat under as my pastor to go on and transition to be with the Lord. So it was a very emotional time, but I felt an uncompromising peace undergird me through these times. You know, there was one church that every leader in their church called me personally to make certain that they expressed their concern and their comfort for me in the transition of someone who I well respected and loved. And I truly love my apostle. Those who are close to me will let you know there was not a day that went by that I didn't say something well or speak of her. And even to the very end, she had come to my mind many times. And I can tell you some of the things that the Lord shared with me, but I think they're for me. I will address two things now kind of sternly. to encourage, well, and one, then I'll end up in encouragement, I guess, but I will address some things. The first is that whenever there's a transition of a leader out of their ministry, it's important that we pray for those who have to carry on the work. And we have to be very careful when we get information and get accusations that we don't spark situations with our words before time. My prayer is for the people of God to keep Jericho and the people's family uplifted and to know that all will work together for them that love the Lord and are called according to the purpose, and that whatever God starts, he will also finish. Jericho was a work of the Lord, and it's going to continue to be a work of the Lord, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against his church. And so I've heard many different accusations. I've shot down a lot of them. It'd be amazing how insensitive people were during the time of her transition of, you know, some of the accusations and things that come up. We have to be careful not to put our mouths on situations before their time and to pray, because a lot of us truly don't understand because we were not in that close knit or circle that had the information about it. Nonetheless, despite everything, my prayer, I believe, is already being answered. God's people are pulling together, united, and doing great exploits in the kingdom of God. The gates of hell does not prevail against the Lord's church. So I am confident and assured that all will be and all is well when it comes to the body of Christ at large. You know, after my apostles' transition, there was, I think, 6 to 8 pastors that in the same area that passed away in the last week or two. I mean, at least 6 that I know of offhand. And so it's a very unique time this year for the body of Christ. So I pray that we all keep praying and keep our focus on the Lord Jesus and do exactly what he has told us to do. Amen. The other thing I wanted to address, of course, you know, tonight, I don't like to give credit, the Bible says, give no place to the devil. But I think it's important, I was prompted by the Lord to address this tonight, and I know that also Dr. Betty was a strong advocate against alternatives and the suggestion of participating in Halloween events. I think we're coming into a day where the scripture says that even the elect would be fooled. And I've heard some people's suggestions as to creating alternatives and for children so they won't have to get candy and things like that in the church, and creating religious jargon around the idea of creating an alternative for worshiping the devil. And there is no alternative other than Jesus. If Jesus is not enough, something is wrong. And I think we as a church have to get back to teaching righteousness and holiness and sanctification when it comes to those things we participate in and conduct ourselves. Our conduct and our commitment should be to the faith that we preserve. And that comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And there is nowhere in the Word of God that we can find an alternative for worshiping the devil other than death. And so the scripture says to live is Christ and to die, of course, is gain. And we need to ask the Lord to teach us how to die daily to the flesh, that we might live unto the Spirit, unto righteousness. My prayer today, ministers, is that we don't begin to weaken the standard of our message. There is no alternative to Halloween, and I wanted that to be very clear. Urban Glory Campaign does not participate in alternative events, nor do we give out candy at our door and tell people Jesus loves you on a day that they're worshiping the devil, because candy doesn't help children understand the difference between the celebration of the event. If any day you shouldn't give candy, it's on Halloween. You should teach your children the importance and teach your churches the importance of remaining separate and consecrated before the Lord, and not allowing the world to dictate to you how to celebrate or participate in things that they've concocted for evil's gain. Let the church be the church all the way, or don't be it at all. This alternative methodology and theology that is being taught over the pulpit is costing the church greatly, because they don't see a distinction between true righteousness and religiousness. And we need to be righteous before we're religious. The traditions of men make the word of God of none effect. And alternatives causes traditions to be established without the unction of God. So I wanted to say that today. I know some people may think differently, but I live by the Bible. There's nowhere in the scripture where Jesus allowed or even allotted an alternative for any person that got delivered from something that was derived from a satanic event, other than go and sin no more. So just like Jesus said, go and sin no more, I believe it's time for the church to learn to go and sin no more when it comes to Halloween. Well, with that being said, I want to encourage again, I want to thank God for Pastor Joel Peoples, who is now the senior pastor of the Jericho City of Praise. I thank God for his life. His mother made it very clear that she wanted him to be her successor, and that the mantle that was on her life would be upon him. I pray that the church world would open up their ears to hear what the Spirit has to say through this great man of God. I also thank God for his wife, Pastor Yolanda Peoples, who I believe is on the cutting edge of great success in ministry, and is going to be a great asset to the awakening of great generals, especially concerning women in the church as it pertains to that great church. So and even the people's family, the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren that have yet, their voices have yet to be heard, but are full of the word and ready to carry forth that same integrity and wisdom that is given through that legacy. I'm so godly proud of that family. I do know that all things will work together and that God will be glorified even in the midst of their pain, of their transition. Now, thank you for listening to this. I think on Tuesday I'm going to give another special tribute to Dr. Betty, even though we're going to be in the month of November. I'll kind of tie it into the series that we're going to be presenting in our November season. God bless you and thank you for listening. Remember, I believe that whatever you set your hands to do, you will do. Because greater is he that's redeemed this world. Let me, Father, I thank you for the sake of the time of this. I thank you, Lord, that their ears are anointed to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. That as they labor today and minister to your word, Father, I already know that the multiplied souls that were saved by the ministry that was allotted, that lives that were transformed that by the people of glory. Thou strengthen those, your leaders, as we fearlessly lead this glorious church into the kingdom thereof. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Lord, for this birthday. I also thank you, Lord, for the life and legacy of Dr. Betty Poindexter Peoples. I thank you, Lord, for the privilege of knowing her personally, Father. And as I vow to you in my personal prayer time and to those precious people that are hearing by the airwaves, that I would not be silent concerning the ministry and the depth of the word that she labored in. I vow, Father, to communicate the integrity and the authenticity of her style and ministry of the word to generations that follow, that her legacy and her ministry that she gave and even the grace that was imparted unto her family and the church family, which I am a part of. I thank you, Lord, in advance for enabling memorials and tributes and dedications and buildings being named after her and organizations being formed after the heartbeat of the seed of the word that you contributed in the scepter of righteousness that was presented before our eyes, Father. I thank you, Lord, for my pastor and my apostle. Father, we've already released her to you, both physically and spiritually. You continue to comfort her family, her son, which remains, her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren, her in-laws and all those that were connected to her, and most importantly, her heartbeat, the church called Jericho. Continue to bless each of your people. And Father, I expect great things to occur, and I believe that this generation shall not pass until all these things be fulfilled. It is in the name of Jesus that I do praise you and give you glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen and good night.